Hello and welcome to American Girl Unboxed. I'm Grace, and we have a very special episode today because we have a guest, Elsie. And Elsie, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
So I like, it's very weird, but I like to watch football.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do.
Who's your favorite team?
I like Michigan and the Lions. That's what my family cheers for.
But us too.
and I like reading books. And I like playing soccer, like sports and stuff.
So. Do you have a position in soccer that you prefer?
I like all of them except the goalie because I don't know why.
Yeah.
I just don't really like it.
I used to play, and that was also my least favorite position, but thankful that people like to play it because you need a goalie. So how old are you, Elsie?
8 years old.
Okay. Before we start talking about American Girl, if you were a doll, what accessories would you come with? So you know how like Kirsten comes with her wooden spoon?
Yeah.
And what would you come with?
So I think I would like come with, let me see, a backpack with a bunch of books and pencils to underline things that I like that the doll likes. So
yeah, that's what I said too, backpack and books. What's your favorite book or one of your favorite books?
There's too many to choose from. But some of my favorites are like Black Beauty and especially American Girl. And I like, there's like this Baxter Kids series. It's like about these kids. And there's like five kids. And one of the kids, her name is Ashley, and she's super funny. She like pronounces words wrong. And then,
So. What, is it like a mystery series or?
It's not really a mystery series. It's sort of like they move to Bloomington, Indiana, and they start to make new friends, and Ashley wants to run away and go back into her home to Ann Arbor, Michigan. She decides that it is, like, unnecessary for her to do that, like, not right, because she still wants to be with her family, of course.
Well, that sounds like you'd have great accessories. I think a lot of kids would like to buy a doll that had those accessories. And what, speaking of accessories, can you tell me about your outfit today that you're wearing?
So it has a wooden spoon and two aprons like Kirsten's. Well, the smaller apron, it's not really like explained in the book. They just probably did it because they wanted to know what year or and like her initials or something.
And where did you get this outfit?
So I got it on my birthday. Like my mom went to this like garage sale and she saw it, like a girl had outgrown it, and she bought it so I could wear it. It's actually a bit big. It's actually size 12, so I can wear it a lot so I don't, like, have to, like, outgrow it right away.
And it looks good on you. And is this the official Kirsten outfit?
Yes.
I'll say it looks official. It looks very nice. Speaking of then Kirsten, let's get into the dolls. So where did your interest begin? When did you start liking American Girl?
So I got this magazine one day, and that's just like, Mom, I want American Girl. So I got it when I got Kirsten when I was 5 or 6. So I can't quite remember. But
do you remember, was it for Christmas, birthday, something special?
So it was like for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I got her for Christmas. And yeah, it was pretty exciting that I got her before my birthday so I could play with her on my birthday.
Yeah, because your birthday is just a few days after Christmas,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's like 5 days after.
So you just get a lot of presents at the end of the year.
Yeah, I do.
So is this Kirsten? Was it your mom's Kirsten or?
It was, they brought Kirsten out for a little bit and then my mom and dad brought her brand new from the store. So it's not, it wasn't like old.
Okay. So. Do you know if your mom had any dolls?
Yes, she had Kirsten. Was that the only one? Yeah, that was the only one she had. So, yeah.
Did you specifically ask for Kirsten or was it a surprise?
I probably wanted Kirsten because my mom had Kirsten.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't think of any other reasons. First, I wanted Samantha, but I actually changed my mind that I wanted Kirsten.
They're both so cute.
Yeah.
And do you have any other dolls?
I do. Rebecca. She's not one of, like, the original ones. She came out, like, later after other dolls. So she's, like, not one of the original, but.
And how did you choose Rebecca?
I don't know. I just chose her.
You just liked her?
Yeah.
Is there something that you like best about her?
Well, I like that she likes movies because my sister and I always beg for movies.
Yes. I love movies, too. So did you read her books before you picked her out?
No, I didn't. But she actually came with the book, I think.
Okay.
So she came with the first book. And then our neighbor actually found some American Girl books that she gave to us. And there was a second Rebecca book in there. So I'm still in the first book. Sometimes I get stuck when I'm reading, like I don't want to go like on, but then I get through it and then read to the end.
Yeah. So they're kind of, there's a lot going on in those books sometimes, yeah. Right? Sometimes you need a little break.
Yeah.
So does your, I think you, I heard something about having a sister.
Yes.
Does she have any dolls?
Yeah. She has Molly. She was, and Mary Ellen. She was also not one of the originals. She came out later like Rebecca.
Do you play dolls with your sister?
Yeah. Yesterday we pretended that they went to the beach.
Oh, so fun.
And sometimes we pretend that they go to school.
Do you play with them a lot?
Yeah, we do. Probably not like all day, every day, but probably most of the time.
Do you have a lot of outfits or accessories for them, or just kind of their main outfit?
So I have Rebecca's nightgown in her original outfit, and like her accessories, like her purse, her hat, her shawl, her necklace. Well, I don't actually know where her necklace is because I put it on the windowsill one day and then it disappeared.
that just happens, so, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So you have like a few things for each.
Yeah, and Kirsten doesn't have any other outfit because They came out with Kirsten again, actually, mm-hmm. And they had her birthday outfit, but it was too late. Before I could even get it, they sold out. So
yeah,
I couldn't like buy it.
Yeah, in time. And I know. So we're sitting next to my Kirsten,
yes,
who is also a newer Kirsten, and she has her Christmas outfit on, which yeah. I had to get secondhand. You know, like from. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a garage sale, but it was online, that like, eBay or somewhere like that. Yeah. So, yeah, because I mean, they need to come out with their outfits, yeah. I think, right?
They started with all the dolls, and then they just, one by one, they went away.
I know.
I really want Felicity to come back.
That's what I was just going to ask you. Is that the doll you want most?
Not really, but I just like her because she likes horses like I do.
Have you read her books?
I have. I've read all. Sometimes I just like to like read like all of them like over and over because I like them so much.
They're so good.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite series?
Probably Kirsten because, well, I like all of them because sometimes the author uses like descriptive words. Mm-hmm. I don't really have a favorite because they're also good.
They're also good. Yeah. What ones have you read then? Do you remember?
I've read like most of the historical books.
Okay.
Not all the Josephina books because we don't have all of the Josephina books.
Okay.
So we find all these books. Like they're not in print anymore. We like find them at thrift stores a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two thrift stores that we go to, Ditto, and it's like a community action house.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I haven't been there, though, to look for American Girl books. Yeah. So I'll have to check and see if I can find any on there. Because I also am looking to complete my collection. Like you said, you can't just go on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble. Or I think my favorite is Molly from when I was younger. Did you read Molly?
Yeah. I like it. Like, I like this the sixth book because her father comes back from the war.
So. Oh, good. Mm-hmm. I don't remember because I haven't read them in a while. So it's good to know that because I don't like a sad ending. So
yeah.
I'm glad to hear that it has a happy ending. Okay, so is there a girl that you feel like is most like you?
Not really. Maybe Felicity because like when my hair was longer, I just got it cut. But it was super curly, and Felicity's hair is curly.
Yeah.
So not really, but I'm trying to look through the books and matching my hair up with all the girls to see which one looks the most like me, but I haven't found one yet. So,
well, how would you describe your personality?
What's personality again?
So, like, are you funny? Are you
There's too many things to describe myself, but, like, a few things are, like, kind, generous, or stuff like that.
Okay. When I think of kind and generous, I mean most of the girls are kind and generous. I think Samantha's pretty kind. She's the only one that I've read all the way through as an adult, so that she's fresh in my mind, but she's very kind.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you want to have a special job for this podcast?
I don't really know.
Depends. I'll tell you what it is, and you can tell me if you want to do it, okay? Do you want to announce who our next girl will be?
Yes.
Okay, so the first girl we covered was Samantha.
Yes.
And then Claudie is who we're covering after Samantha.
Oh.
And then the one, which that hasn't aired yet as we're recording, but it will air. Yeah. So the listeners don't know who's after Claudie, but you know who it is. So do you want to share?
Yeah.
Who is it?
It's Kirsten.
Kirsten, yeah. So we're going to be reading all of Kirsten's books, and I'm curious to know more about Kirsten from your perspective, because she is one of your favorites.
Yes.
Okay. And do you have, like, when you're thinking of, do you know what most of her outfits and things like, can you picture some of her old outfits?
Yeah, I can kind of picture her school outfit, like with her shawl and the dress.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to picture her snow outfit with, like, little snowshoes.
It's so cute. Like,
yeah. Mittens and everything, so.
Are those your favorites, do you think, that you can think of?
Probably. And her first outfit is probably the one I like the most.
Yes. I love the little spoon. That's one of my favorite parts. So your outfit has a spoon, you said.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And did a spoon come with it, or did you put it in yourself?
The spoon came with it.
Wow, actually, that is so cool. What do you remember from Kirsten's stories? And if you spoil something, I might cut it out, but don't worry too much about that.
Okay.
What do you remember from her stories?
So I remember, like, when she had to learn a poem.
Oh.
In the second book. She had to change because her teacher, Mrs. Winston, she came to dinner, and Mrs. Winston pulled out a bottle with a ship on it, like the one that she came to America on. And Kirsten blurted out, like, a bunch of words in English.
Oh.
Like, she was used to be talking in Swedish.
Mm-hmm.
But she blurted out all these things in English, and Miss Winston actually gave her a ship poem to memorize. I'm not going to reveal if she did it right, because I don't want to spoil that.
Okay.
And in the third book, I remember that Kirsten was begging for Papa to go get the trunks because her doll Sari was in there.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she really wanted her. Like, before she got, like, Sari back, she had to, like, make, like, a pretend doll. Like, something. I don't know what it was made out of. I forget. In the fourth book, I remember that there was a tornado in the first chapter, and they had to go down the root cellar, and there was only, like, a couple, like, apples left in the root cellar, so they didn't, I guess, that had to be their lunch.
That one sounds a little bit scary.
Yeah, it does. And Kirsten's mama was having a baby, and their cat Missy was also having babies.
Oh, wow.
So that's probably, like, all I can remember.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
You did good. So you've read all six of those books.
I didn't have time to read all six, but I'm on the fifth one.
Okay.
So, but I remember the sixth one pretty well. Like, their cabin went on fire.
Yeah, that's pretty serious.
Yeah. In the fifth book, I've gotten to the part where after their dog stings his nose, I think. And they look for a bee tree that it came from, and it was actually Kirsten's bee tree. I didn't know she had a bee tree, and somebody was after her honey. I'm not going to reveal, like, what happened, because I want them to read about that and see for themselves. So
you are a perfect podcaster, because you're not spoiling it for any of the listeners, but you remember a lot, and you're in the – are you liking the fifth one?
Yeah.
Is this your second time reading it then?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. So have you watched any of the movies? Like, not Kirsten. I don't think she has movies, but the other girls.
Yes. We've watched the Molly movie, the Felicity movie, the Samantha movie, and what was the other one? The Kit movie. Like, only watched the Kit one two times, because in one part it's like a little scary, so.
What's your favorite movie of those?
I like Felicity and Samantha's. I don't really have, like, one favorite, because they're all, like, really good.
Good. I've only seen Kits, so yeah. I'm excited. I'll have to watch Samantha's next, because we just read all of her books, but I'm excited to see. And there's, like, Melody has a movie, Mary Ellen has a movie.
Yeah.
I know, like, the American Girl, I want to say, like, YouTube channel will, like, play them randomly.
Yeah.
Or something. Or not YouTube, but.
Like, we went into Prime, and, like, there's all these American Girl movies, but we have to pay for them.
Oh, so. They're not part of Prime.
So.
I know there was, like, a, do you know who Kira is?
Kira.
She's a girl of the year from a few years ago.
Yeah. I think, is she the one who went to Australia?
Yeah. Yeah. There's one, I forget if it was on, I think it was on Prime. That, so I have a 2-year-old, and there's one that's like the doll moving.
Yes. Have you seen that? I've seen it. I've seen the Joss one too.
Joss has one too?
Yeah.
Do you like those?
Yeah. I really like it, because I've seen how they can do stuff without bending their arms and legs. Like, when they're crying, they just like do like their straight arms, like, just wiping
her. Somehow they figure it out. So do you have advice for me? Because I have a 2-year-old daughter. What's a good age for me to give her a doll, or what do you think?
I don't really know. Let me think a second. Maybe, like, just so you know, my sister got hers when she was 4, and she lost Molly's necklace. So definitely do not give her when she's 4.
Okay.
So it's got to be older than that.
Okay, that's a good rule of thumb. Older than 4.
So maybe like 5 or 6 when I got Kirsten, maybe. Yeah.
You think that? Because I see your Kirsten. You brought her here. Yeah. She looks really good. Yeah, so you have taken good care of her.
So I bet she'll probably take good care of her when she's like 5 or 6.
When did you get Rebecca? What age were you?
It was when I was 7. I got her at Christmas too.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So it was, she's pretty new. I haven't had her for I've had her for almost a year now. So not too long.
So Christmas is coming up. Do you have like a wish list? Even if it's not American Girl, what are you hoping for Christmas?
There's like, Target has their own way of American Girls. It's called Our Generation, and there's, like, this travel set.
Ooh.
And there's, like, 2 travel sets. My sister got one, and the other one's $32, and I only have $13 right now, but I don't have enough money for it. But I'm hoping to get that, and sometimes it's a little hard to think for more. I'll probably think on my other things when it gets closer.
Yeah, so. We still have some time, don't we? And that's pretty – it's like probably a good sign that you don't have a huge list, right? You got a lot of – sounds like you have a lot of nice things already that you play with a lot. Okay, so before we wrap up, I do have a favor. So like I said, we're doing Kirsten next. Yes. And when we cover the girls, we try to look through their old cookbooks and recipe books. Yeah. And like you said, they're out of print just like the other books. But I go online and I try to find them. And so I have Kirsten's here, and I'm wondering if you could kind of flip through and give me a suggestion of what you think I should either cook or make. Can we do that?
Sure.
Okay, so you just flipped through the Kirsten's craft book, and which one did you think looked the best?
I liked the braided mat. I liked the designs on it, like the string. Well, I mean, you can add any string you want, but...
Well, if I can get all the materials and stuff, I will prioritize that one and do that one, because that would be fun. And while we were looking through the book, your mom just mentioned something interesting. She said last year you guys did some American Girl for school.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about that? Do you remember, like, what girls did you cover?
We covered some, like, all of Kaya. Oh. and we covered some of Felicity, and I think that's like as far as we got.
Yeah.
So we didn't do much.
The first two as far as farthest back in time. Do you remember one thing that stood out that you liked when you covered those?
We made like teepees out of food.
Ooh.
When we were doing Kaya. And then we got to eat it.
That's always fun.
But that was pretty fun. Like, we did, like, pretzels. And then I think we did Nutella. Yeah, so the Nutella part was what got yummy.
I love Nutella. That's one of my favorites. That was the main activity.
Probably.
That is from Little School of Smiths, which I will link in the show notes. So if anyone wants to check out those lesson plans, I've heard really good things, not just from Elsie's mom, but also online. I've heard people talk good things about that. So, okay. And then let's look at the cookbook. All right, Elsie, what recipe did you choose?
I chose the Swedish potatoes. They don't actually look like the potatoes we have now, but they look pretty good. Like, there's almost like Swedish mashed potatoes to me.
Okay. I love mashed potatoes, so I will definitely – and it's – I was telling Elsie that my oven is broke, but my stove works. So she very nicely chose one that I will be able to make.
Yes.
All right. Well, to wrap up, can you just maybe say a few words about what it is you love so much about American Girl?
I like it because some girls like books like I do and horses, like stuff that I like – and I like it because the books are very, as I said, like a few minutes ago, that I like it because the some of the words are very descriptive.
Mm-hmm. I think the writing is very good in a lot of these books.
And I like how they do like the little picture and then they write like a little bit of the words at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know why they do that, but I just like it.
Yeah. Little, like they describe what's in the picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot. I think that's why I never had the dolls, but I feel very attached because the books are so good. And I read those when I was little and they stick in your memory.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being here today. It was so nice to meet you. And for the listeners, thank you for listening. And we hope you tune into a future episode soon.